Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Mike Monaco, attorney at law, is here, fresh back from Los Angeles, California, where he was representing Derrick Rose in the not liable verdict in that that case where
civil
he was
case, right?
Civil case where he was alleged to have well, whatever he's alleged of, he was found not liable, so it doesn't matter.
Right?
Is that the way we look at it? Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, as far as we know. Yeah. All right, so. Okay, a couple things. We originally called about Aaron Schock today. Aaron Schock, 24 counts.
Right, right.
And this is, well, explain what these counts are. And in these kinds of cases, the G, as your defendants like to call it.
Right.
Have a,
not my defendants.
Have a very, very high conviction rate.
My clients are very respectful of the government, especially this prosecutor, Mr. Bass, mm-hmm. is an excellent prosecutor.
In the district, down
in Springfield, and he's very, very thorough. Mm-hmm. And I know the defense lawyers for Aaron Schock talked about how they went through all of his records, and they did. They went through everything, and now they claim that Aaron Schock, while a congressman, billed the government for travel he didn't take, billed the government for expenses that he shouldn't have billed them for. So, and how much money is involved? It's hard to say. They say 140,000 of more mileage than the cars actually traveled, and also he paid back already $40,000 in to the government for work done on his offices in Washington D.C. that he shouldn't have billed the government for.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And once you get that, then from that you get tax counts, okay? Because there are tax counts related to that sort of theft count.
And because you're not paying taxes on what would be the conferred benefit.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Or you wrote things down that shouldn't.
Yeah. Mostly anything. There. It's you did not report the income that you should have reported.
Right.
Right. So that's it's a 24 count indictment. It's going to be a big, tough road for Mr. Schock to travel.
And does it carry with it potentially a lengthy prison term? I mean, is that even determined at this point?
Well, you can determine what the. What the sentencing guidelines will be, and I don't know exactly all the those are largely going to be determined by two things: one, whether or not they're going to accuse him of something other than what's been in the indictment. In other words, for example, if they say he obstructed justice somehow, secondly, the real thing that causes the guidelines to go way up, like they did on a client of mine who was sentenced today. In the red light camera case.
What? A client. Well, go to sentencing.
I know, but she was very cooperative with the government, and the actual U.S. attorney was there, and he was very fair and did a nice job.
You mean sometimes when people have actually done the crime, they hire you to walk them through the system? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. But to help them through. Yeah, anyway, help, yeah. Anyway, well, so the most governing issue here is how much money is involved. So if there's, say, more than $250,000 involved,
right.
So it largely matters that how much time he'll
get. He kind of, the thing that's like raised eyebrows at the time, certainly we don't know if it's a crime, but he had this like lavish lifestyle he put out there on Instagram, pictures around the world with celebrities and living this life that, you wouldn't expect necessarily every congressman to live. Not a crime, but sort of made people say, wait, what are you doing? And then there was the car, which had 150,000 more miles billed to the government than actually on the car,
right? Exactly, yeah. Unless he's got another car someplace.
Well, that could be. His attorney, though, is saying it's a handful of administrative mistakes.
Well, that's funny that they admit their mistakes.
Yeah.
So
is that a bad idea?
You start admitting, these are mistakes, honest mistakes. Anybody could have made those mistakes.
Poop happens.
Now, I do know. I talked to a friend of mine who's a lawyer who had a client come in from L.A. to testify in this case about trips that the congressman took to L.A. Mm-hmm. and that were paid for by other people. And we'll see if that's part of it. But there was show business, all show business related. Mm-hmm. He was very much into show business, mm-hmm. which you should be very careful of. Who you hang around with, Rob.
Right. I know. Show business is very, very tough. I know he was very much into show business.
He
loved show tunes, too, I'm told, which is pretty great.
Great picture of him with Ariana Grande, though. Really nice picture.
Yes, right. He was backstage with her or something, mm-hmm. right? Didn't he go to a concert?
That's what I'm told.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did.
Well,
I've seen you backstage with some people.
Yeah, me. Well, Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand.
I'm very surprised I didn't see Shock back there. Anyway, was that
after you cried at the concert?
Yeah.
You cried at the concert.
All right. So I guess here's my the question that I have for you. What kind of a deal would you cut in a situation like this?
He is, his lawyers are claiming that they're going to fight the case and go to trial, which is probably helpful to them.
Assuming that he didn't do any of this. But let's assume.
No, even if you assume he did it, but it was an honest mistake that which he's claiming. Yeah. He's claiming he made these mistakes, that the government's apparently correct in their review of what happened and that mistakes, honest mistakes were made. So you either the mistakes were honest or they were intentional.
Mm-hmm. And so how does the government prove that they were intentional mistakes?
Because there are a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And because they're going to
pattern in practice,
they're going to have secretaries and other people associated with him who will show you that he knew what the actual law was and what the rules were.
The government tends to frown upon lawmakers.
They are very, very good finding people who will come into court to confirm that this was not an honest mistake.
Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of that,
I
move you now to the president-elect of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump.
Yes.
There are stories today that are emerging, and this will be, this is just a trickle now, but it's going to be a flood of things that are going on as they make this transition. And one of the transition stories is about his businesses and what is going to happen with his businesses and the Trump brand and the Trump hotels and all that. And it has been protocol, not law, protocol for the president of the United States to separate himself from his own assets, essentially.
Yeah, the conduct of his assets prior to his becoming president. Normally, there's some kind of Chinese wall.
Don't say China.
Some kind of Chinese wall that his people who are going to govern his money, that they have to put into place to prevent
blind trust. Essentially, blind they put the trust. Money into blind. And you've had a lot of very famous cases of this where people are like the Roosevelts, incredibly wealthy,
right?
And so they had to find a way to put some of those assets away. Then you had Harry Truman, who didn't have a dime more than his paycheck said, so he didn't have to have anybody doing that. You had the Clintons, same sort of deal at the moment. They didn't have a whole lot of assets that they needed to control. The Obamas did.
Bushes had money.
Oh, the Bushes had money. The Obamas had money.
Mostly from his books.
Yes, but there was still over $1 million. So you put that into a blind trust so that you don't try to influence your stocks, right?
Exactly.
Like if it's a bunch of defense contractors, let's give Boeing some money.
That's exactly right.
So now the question is, and I just ask you this. All right, so he says, listen, he's just going to let the kids run the company. And his money's all tied up in that, and so he won't do anything operative with that. But he's very close with his kids. They do run his company. I've seen The Apprentice. They sit there and they make decisions with him in the boardroom.
Right.
You have seen The Apprentice.
Yeah. So when they get rid of that George guy, the kids are like,
they were in charge.
Dad, do you know what we should do? We should fire them. Let us fire them.
I think he's going to rely more on George. Frankly, I think he's going to get it.
George seems like the kind of guy you'd want.
George is a lawyer.
Where is George these days?
They're going to bring lawyers in. And those lawyers are going to give them a good advice about how he's going to have to unleash himself from all of his assets and all of the businesses that he has right now, that he will not have any control over them. And if they're smart, they won't let the children have any control over them. The children will have their own businesses that they can run, but not anything related to the president.
Because
I just called him the president.
Yeah, I know. President-elect.
There you go.
Because
what a shock that is.
Because if he does, I just want to give you a scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, there are a
lot of possible problems.
Right, well, I'm just going to give you the easiest scenario possible, right? Yeah. He says, the kids are running it. And so Eric, who that's the one that's going to go to jail first. Eric, I just looked in his eyes.
I'm
looking at that guy and I'm thinking to myself, oh no, this one's going to be trouble. Let's say Eric is, the Chinese government comes to Eric and says, you know what we really need? You know, we got these trade deals and everything. And the president, he's very mad at us. They said, but what we do
I'm going to build big hotel, Trump City.
Oh, God.
Right? So you're going to build, they're going to build these, an entire city named after Trump.
Yeah.
And Trump Hotel, Trump Casino, right? We give you Hong Kong. So what happens if that occurs? I mean, you know, people are going to, they're going to look askance at that, I would imagine. They're going to wonder, because it would benefit him if he agreed to it. So it creates an incredible conflict of interest, potentially, and criminal conflict. Yes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that's why I say he'll have to have. This is it's such an obvious thing that you're directing yourself to. That's exactly the problem. That's why I say they'll have to have lawyers involved that will take all of his assets, all of his businesses, and put them in the hands of someone else. Not him, and he will not, like you say, there'll have to be a blind trust for all of his assets.
And not his family members.
And his
either.
Family members, I don't think, will be able to be involved, because he's going to be seeing his family members every week.
They're talking about having his son-in-law,
Ivanka's husband,
Jared Kushner,
be one of his chief advisors.
He was at the White House today. Meeting with some of the people
That's not unusual, having...
No. I mean, George W. Bush was an advisor to George H.W. Bush. Remember, he was there. And Jeb was, too.
Yeah. But I think the point is that they cannot have his family members still running businesses that he's associated
with.
That's the point.
Right.
I can't see him not putting his family members in charge. Can you? I mean, if you watch The Apprentice, you know, like you say, how much, you know...
All right. Here's the plan. I'm Arosa. You're running it all.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, we'll have to change the name.
Maybe Bill
Ransick. That's a blind trust.
Oh, that,
I'm wondering if there is. I wonder if they have to change. They have to rebrand at all. Because I wonder if the politics are going to get the way the brand.
That's a good point. So, well, I don't think the branding is the issue, though. What is issue is going forward.
This is uncharted territory. We've never had this before.
It is exactly because no sitting president has had this many businesses. At least in the last 50 years.
And a global business, too. And I think that's what else is troubling. Because you think
exactly
about foreign
right.
governments trying to influence policy in the U.S. And if your kids are doing business deals with them on the side, that smells a lot like a conflict of
that
interest.
That smells a lot like the Clinton Foundation is what it smells like. Right? And I think someone's going to the Who's Gal for that, too, before it's all said and done. Lock her up! Lock her up!
Drain the swamp.
Lock her up!
Oh, God.
What? No? All right, hold on. Violetta. Mike Monaco's very upset. I just upset him.
Is he lobbying to be one of those lawyers that Trump's hiring?
Well, he is available if asked. You know, he would serve at the pleasure of the president-elect. Mm,
that's interesting.
Or I could be U.S. attorney.
Oh, dear.
There you go.
Are they looking for a GM?
I just imagine the clown car parade of people who, because they don't have a lot of people, right?
Well,
let's talk about that on the other side.
Let's do that.
Right, yeah.
Take home a piece of history from the Chicago Tribune. Get your own Cubs memorabilia, including the newspaper from the historic win. That newspaper, visit chicagotribunestore.com.
Which historic win are they talking about?
Well, there are quite a few of them, but they're talking about the Cubbies.
Mike Monaco is joining us, attorney at law, legal analyst of the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. It's right there on his business card. Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very busy lately, too.
Yes.
Yeah, very busy.
Whether you're representing BP or you're representing Derrick Rose or you're representing this woman, the red light lady who just got sentenced today. Why should we talk about that? Let me ask you about the attorney general situation here now. In the Trump administration, he's got to name an attorney general. And then the executive branch, even though the president probably doesn't get involved in every mechanic here, but the executive branch is responsible for placing, through the Department of Justice, U.S. attorneys in each district.
Right, right.
And normally judges.
In Illinois, the senators have had the privilege of naming someone, and Durbin has been kind enough as to allow the Senator Kirk in the past to name like every third judge. The U.S. attorney is similarly normally referred to the president by the sitting senator who's the most senior. Mm-hmm. In Illinois now, it'll be probably the head of the Republican Congressional Committee from Illinois, whoever that is. I'm not even sure who it is. Whoever the longest-serving Republican congressman from Illinois will probably be the person who will give the president a name or two regarding U.S. attorney. And remember, President Obama named Zach Fardin 4 years ago. And before that, President Obama let stay Fitzgerald, who'd been here for 8 years before that. Mm-hmm. So Fitzgerald was U.S. attorney for three presidential terms, which was very, very unusual.
Right.
Never happened before in Illinois. Secondly, it never happened that we never ever picked somebody who was from outside the state of Illinois, as Fitzgerald was when he took the job.
Fitzgerald was definitely a case of nobody wanted, nobody, nobody sent. And that he was nobody, nobody sent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So now it'll be interesting whether...
It was Peter Fitzgerald who recommended him.
Exactly.
The then Senator Peter Fitzgerald.
Right. No relation. Mm-hmm. And so... Now it'll be interesting to see whether Trump lets Mr. Fardin, who's doing a very good job, Zach Fardin, the U.S. attorney, let him stay, or whether they will want to bring in their own person to be U.S. attorney. And that's normally what happens. Normally, as I say, prior to Mr. Fitzgerald, there have been every 4 years somebody leaves, even if the same president stays. You know, they like when President Clinton.
So
stayed.
Let's talk about Attorney General for a second here, though. Rudy Giuliani.
So Rudy Giuliani is being mentioned now.
So is Chris Christie.
Well, he's mentioning himself on CNN today, basically talking through his resume to Chris Cuomo, explaining everything he's done and why he's the candidate.
He should be it. Although Rudy Giuliani looks like Rudy Giuliani has behaved in a very, very curious way.
Very protective of Mr. Trump.
And I get that part. That's not the curious part.
No.
He's just has said some curious things. He's thrown in on some conspiracy theories that have since been debunked, you know, in this. And it's, I think he's going to be a little tougher to get across the line than they think. There's nothing to stop the president here, right? Because it's a Republican Senate.
Confirmation by the Senate, right.
Yeah.
So Giuliani was, of course, the U.S. attorney in New York City before he was the mayor of New York.
Right.
And, in the past, we've had probably the biggest example. This President Kennedy named his brother, Robert Kennedy, as the attorney general.
So, I mean, but Chris Christie was lobbying for that. Now there's another rumor that maybe Homeland Security for Giuliani. But if it is Chris Christie's got this Bridgegate thing, does that hurt him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time. The Bridgegate people, two people just got convicted who worked for Christie. Mm-hmm.
So will they cooperate now they've been convicted?
Well, we'll see. They have denied.
They
both testified. I know the woman, Kelly, testified because a friend of mine from New Jersey represented her. And he was very hopeful that she was going to be acquitted. But at the very end, there was a change in the jury instructions. And it may go up to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and be kicked away. We'll see. Not unlike the way the Virginia governor's conviction got thrown out.
And then Supreme Court. It's interesting.
The Supreme Court is really most interesting because God knows who's going to be in
the Trump administration there. will name.
And again, they were talking, the Mitch McConnell was talking yesterday about the fact that they're ready to approve anybody he names.
Really?
So I don't know. It'll be tough. Obviously, he's going to have to seek advice from somebody about the Supreme Court.
Right. And, you know, he's so good at that.
Yeah.
Michael. He's had such a track record of listening to what other people are telling him and not. And maybe, you know what he should do? He should probably do a Twitter poll.
A Twitter poll.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't you do
an apprentice-style selection process, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he may surprise us. He may seek good advice from good people.
I hope he does.
We see. We'll see. We shall see.
Let us pray.
It's the theme for today.
Let us pray. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Anna.
We have the WGN News with Judy Pilak coming your way in 2 minutes.